Lineup is Jayla Yonkers, a 5'10 sophomore. Russellville in their home whites, coached by, again, first-year coach LaShonta Johnson. It's an all-senior starting lineup for the Lady Cyclones. Zaria Campbell, who actually they call her Z here. She stands at 5'7". Brenna Burke at 5'7 as well. Drew Robinson also at 5'7". Shai Willis at 5'9". And running out the starting lineup for the Lady Cyclones is Talia Ely at 6 foot. So again, for Mountain Home, it will be Yonkers, Husky, McCarn, Moore, and Rittenberg. And for Russellville, Campbell, Burke, Robinson, Willis, and Ely. I'll tell you what, we're going to take one more quick break before we have our opening tip-off. We'll be back with more in just a moment. It is Mountain Home and Russellville coming up next. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Big Bucks Brad.
What's that noise?
That's our transfer portal. That's how we send out our big boxes now. And with our transfer portal, you don't have to worry about the big box purchase leaving after 1 year.
What's that?
That's a Gosney pizza oven going out.
And that?
There goes a Samsung TV.
And
Harbaugh Cam, just me checking the competition.
Brad's Home Entertainment, next to Walmart Mountain Home. Check out the portal at bigboxbrad.com.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Well, Mountain Home out on the floor, getting ready to have the opening tip-off. Russell getting some last-second instructions from Coach Johnson. Now they're out there. Opening tip-off brought to you by Clear Results Glass. It will be Anna McCarn jumping center for the Lady Bombers. The Lady Cyclones will have Talia Ely trying to win the tip.
Yeah, nothing like a good top five matchup in the 5A right here, Matt.
You bet. The ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by the Lady Cyclones. They are moving left to right in this first half. Ball goes over on the right side to Campbell.
Steps out of bounds,
steps it, yep. And the Lady Cyclones' first possession ends in a turnover.
Yo, Russellville playing at home. They're going to drop back. They go man-to-man. Looks like they're going to kind of do a little three-quarter court. Man, no. Yeah, they're going to be in a man right here. They're going to try to go man. Mountain Home's got some good hit offenses. I think we can take advantage of this.
McCarn has the ball up top as the Lady Bombers are in the front court. Now Husky heads on the right. She drills to the elbow. Throws it on the wing to Rittenberg. Rittenberg drills the elbow. Throws up top to Yonkers. Over on the left side to Moore. Moore's going to dribble on the left side. Her jumper was blocked, and Russell comes up with the ball. They're quickly back the other way. Burke going in for the layup. It won't go, and the ball sails out of bounds. It's going to be last touch by Russellville, and Mountain Home will get it back with 7:22 left in the first quarter.
Yeah, Mountain Home matches up well with this Russellville team. We're going to have to give up something on help defense. Russellville has some outside shooters that if they get hot, you know, it could be trouble, but how can we score tonight? Who's going to be the scoring for Mountain Home?
Moore has it. She will throw it to Husky in the left corner. She dribbles out to the wing, gives it up top to Rittenberg. Over to Yonkers on the right. She dribbles up to the top, gives it to McCarn. Over to Moore on the left. She's going to try for the three. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Burke.
Now Burke's the one that's got 1,000 points. She's a four-year starter here at Russellville. She gets going early.
Oh, my goodness. And she shoots a three at the top. It takes a high bounce off the back of the rim and falls in.
A little diamond press here from Russellville.
3-0 our score, and Mountain Home turns it over now as the press works. Brenda Burke, she's going to try another three, this time on the right wing, and it's nothing but net.
Yeah, you can tell it's a big game for Russellville. They've got a wide out going. They know how big this game is for them.
Here's Yonkers with it in the front court. Mountain Home breaks the press this time. Yonkers dribbles up top. She's going to try to answer with a three of her own. It's off the mark, and the rebound is controlled by Campbell. 6-0 our score, 6-17. Ball is with Campbell. She throws it down on the low block to Robinson. Her layup is good. And just like that, Del Nair is going to take the timeout. We'll break with 6:10. Let's play in the first quarter. It is Russellville leading Mountain Home 8-0. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you are tired of buffering and sketchy service, you need to experience Next, powered by NAEC's fiber optic internet. With service up to 1 gig, Next Internet is the definition of high speed. Plans start at just $49.95 a month. Subscribe to Next by calling 870-895-3221 or visiting mynextfiber.com. You may also subscribe by visiting North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's office.
And as a reminder, you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7, KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. Matt Sharp and Brad Coleman joining you at Cyclone Arena in Russellville. Corey Creighton, our producer, back at the studio. A little over 6 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Here is Rittenberg dribbling to the right corner. Her jumper is not won't go, but she draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 5:59 left to play in the first quarter as she'll look to try to cut into the 8-0 advantage for Russellville.
That's one thing Bailey will get. Witten. Witten is kind of that girl that says, all right, who's their best player? How many does she average? I'm going to keep her from getting that many. Bailey's going to give you a little more on the offensive side for the Lady Bombers. She's going to be a little more aggressive. We may need that tonight in the scoring aspect.
She gets her first free throw and puts Mount Tom on the board. That foul's on Zee Campbell, her first personal foul. Team foul number one against the Lady Cyclones. And Rittenberg does hit both free throws.
Now I'm going to drop back. We're just going to stay in a half court man-to-man.
Burke quickly back the other way. She's dribbling to the into the paint. Now she's going to put up the jumper just outside the lane. And, boy, she's already off to an excellent start. She has eight.
She's come out aggressive so far. Here we are back in this man or this zone press from Green or from Russellville.
Well, inbound pass goes to Rittenberg. She'll give it to Husky. Trying to avoid a double team. She throws it back to Rittenberg. It gets by her defender. Goes quickly back the other way. Throws it
good
to McCarn in the lane for the layup. It won't go, and the foul's going to be called on the rebound.
No, they're going to say that it hit the top
of
the backboard up there.
Gotcha. So that's going to be an out-of-bounds call, and it will be Russell's ball with 5:28 left to play in the first quarter. 10-2, Lady Cyclones up right now. How do we stop Burke right now? That's the question.
Yeah, you know, that's the tough question. She's a senior. She knows how to score, and she's one that you're just going to let her go until we can't stop her anymore.
Burke drills into the lane, throws it out to Willis. Now ball is with Campbell. She has it to the low block for the layup. It won't go, and the rebound is knocked around, and ball goes out of bounds. It was off of Yonkers' foot,
yep.
And it will be Russell keeping possession with 5:06 left.
Now, here's the deal. Burke's not going to outscore you on her own,
nope.
Right? So, okay, let's let Burke go. What do we do on the others? And then just outscore her on the offensive side of things.
Burke will inbound the ball on the baseline. Throws it into Campbell on the left side. Cross court over to Robinson on the right. She's going to dribble into the lane. Going in for the jumper and off the glass and in. She's got four.
Yeah, the problem is Russellville's just getting both feet in the lane, and they are just taking full advantage of that.
12-2, Russellville up, 4:47 left to play in the first quarter. Ball goes to McCarn in the lane. She's going to put up the layup. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 4:43 left in the opening quarter.
Yeah, that's the one we want to get in foul trouble. Talia Ely, she is a stud. There's no other way to say it than she is a stud basketball player. She's had a couple older sisters that have played college ball. She's number three of four, and she's one that if we can get her cleared out of the paint, that's going to be a big, big thing for the Lady Bombers.
McCarn's first free throw bounces around and in, and that is Ely's first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Cyclones. So one more free throw from McCarn. Second shot is up, and she gets both. So far, all of Mount Tom's points have come from the charity stripe. 12-4, our score.
Yeah, just settle in right here as the Lady Bombers get a stop on defense, go down and turn that into some quick points.
Burke with it, gives it to Ely. Back to Burke. She's going to try a three-pointer. And this one's way off the mark, and the rebound's controlled by McCarn.
That's exactly what we need. We need her to miss some shots. Good pass ahead.
Ball's quickly into the front court to Rittenberg. She'll throw it out to Yonkers. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Won't go, and the rebound is knocked around. Ball out of, they're going to say off of Rittenberg, and I thought it was off Burke. But
yeah, I think Bailey did too. Bailey was there for the rebound. Burke hit the ball forward, and Bailey was actually looked like she could have had a chance to grab it, but just let it go, thinking that it was going to be out on Russellville. Didn't get the call.
Burke into the front court. 4:10 left in the first quarter. Ball goes to Ely at the free throw line. She dribbles into the lane, throws it out to Willis over on the left side to Robinson. She's into the paint. Throws out to Burke on the left, right side. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Good. At this point, why not?
Yeah, the basket looks huge. We've seen Lakin and Jayla kind of get this same way. And, you know, right now the basket just looks really big for Burke.
She's got 11. Back the other way. Rittenberg's going to put up the jumper. No good. Offensive rebound for McCarn. She goes back up with it. Off the glass. No good. And offensive rebound for Yonkers. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 3:41 left in the opening quarter.
Two offensive rebounds. Only Jayla Yonkers getting her hand on the ball. And the first time tipping it down to Anna. And and then they're getting it back to herself for the opportunity.
That's Shai Willis's first personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Cyclones. So Yonkers at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up, rolls around and falls in. And if she gets this next one, it'll be back to a single-digit margin. Second shot for Yonkers is up. Good. So Matt Tome has all 6 points still coming from all from the free throw line. 15-6 our score. Back comes Burke. She gives it over to the left side to Campbell. She drills up to the top. Now I believe that's Willis with it up top. She will drill toward the right side. Up top now to Burke.
Yeah,
she's going to try the long three-pointer. This one won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Moore.
Good box out by Lakin.
Moore quickly back the other way for Mountain Home. Throws it, tried to throw it to Yonkers. She just mishandles the pass, and it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, had a little much on it. Lakin trying to force the issue, and, you know, I think she thought Jayla was going to maybe flare out to the three. Jayla kind of followed on in between her, and pass was just a little too much for her.
3:13 left to play in the first quarter. Sarah Williams comes in for Mountain Home, replacing Jayla Yonkers. Williams, a 5'9 junior. And for Harrison, Kana Keister, a sophomore, comes in as Shai Willis checks out. Ball goes over on the right side to Campbell. Down to Ely on the low block. She's trying to figure out where to go with it. Now it was looking for Campbell, but ball went behind her, but it was Keister there to pick it up. Now Ely tries the three in the right corner. It won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Mount Home. They're quickly back the other way. Rittenberg's going in, finding McCarn for the layup. Good!
Great pass by Bailey, looking on the offside. She did a great job pump faking, letting Ely run by her, leaving Anna wide open, a quick turnover.
Yep. Back quickly comes Mountain Home and almost loses the ball, and this time they do, as Russell gets it right back. Here is Burke with it. She's going to dribble into the lane and go in for the layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled.
There's no way they're going to give that a continuation. They are, though. Holy cow.
So with 2:25 left, it will be a three-point opportunity for Brenna Burke. Anna McCarn picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the first quarter. So Brenna Burke already with 13 on the night. 13 of Russellville's 17. And with one free throw to shoot here. Well, she came ready tonight, didn't she?
She did. She did.
Burke's free throw is up. Good.
Last few years, we've kind of had her number. So I think she's saying, look, tonight I'm going to prove a point.
Well, so far it's so good for her. 18-8. Back to a double-digit lead for Russellville. Husky into the front court. She dribbles to the left side. Gives it up top to Williams, over to Rittenberg on the right. Rittenberg picks up a drill, gives it to Moore. Moore drills to the free throw line, pulls up the jumper, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Burke. She's quickly back the other way with it. She's going to give it to Campbell on the right side. She's going to put up the three-pointer, no good. And the rebound's controlled by McCarn. She'll throw it to Williams, then try to give it to Husky. Husky cannot reach it, and it goes out of bounds. Another turnover against the Lady Bombers.
Yeah, that's one thing Mountain Home's got to do. When we get stops, especially on a team that's hot, when we get stops, let's just settle in. Let's get in a half-court offense, and let's get a shot up. That's already four turnovers in this first quarter.
Oh, man. Burke will walk the ball across the timeline. 1:43 left in the opening period. Dribbles to the right side, gives there to Campbell. Campbell's going to dribble into the lane. Has the ball knocked away, but gets it back. Now throws it to Ely on the right side. She's going to dribble toward the low block, put up the jumper. Won't go, and the rebound is knocked around and controlled by Ely. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 1:25 left in the first quarter.
And that was a problem. That's Sarah Williams there. Sarah on the offside was so worried about going and blocking out her girl that was too far. Didn't see the ball that was right where she came from. I think she just peeks up. She can grab that ball.
That is Williams' first personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the first quarter. So Talia Ely's first free throw will not go. Jayla Yonkers coming back in, replacing Bailey Rittenberg from Mountain Home. And for Russellville, Kyra White will come in for the first time tonight as Drew Robinson takes a seat. White, a sophomore for the Lady Cyclones. Second free throw for Ely is up, rolls around, falls out. She misses both, and the rebound's controlled by Yonkers.
Dodge the bullet there.
Yep.
Let's go score.
Yonkers dribbling to the left side. Now goes back into the lane. Loses the handle of the ball, and Russell comes up with a steal. Back quickly comes the Keister. Ball goes to Burke. She's going to pull it up. The jumper on the corner. Good.
Golly, that ball got knocked out of her hand midway up as she was going to shoot it, and she regathered and put it in.
She's got 16 already in this game. 20-8, Russellville up. 55 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Ball goes to Moore. She's going to put up the three on the right side. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Ely. She'll give it to Burke, who's quickly back the other way. Oh, will she shoot or she give it up?
No, she's going to shoot. I would.
Yeah, Burke dribbling to the low block, putting up the jumper. Oh, my gosh! 18 for Brenna Burke. And we're not even through the first quarter yet. Inbound pass goes to Moore, over to McCarn. She'll give it to Husky, who's into the front court. 25 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Yonkers with on the right side. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Ely.
What happens when shots are going down and you're not making them? The boys saw that at Van Buren, right?
Yeah.
This is a start like the boys saw at Van Buren.
So 10 seconds left as Russell can hold for the last shot of the period, and that's what they're going to do. Burke with it up top. She's going to dribble it into the lane. She's going to put up the jumper. No good, but draws contact. She'll head to the free throw line with 1.7 left on the clock. We're going to give that one to Yonkers.
Jaylee Yonkers, yep. It looks like.
That's her first personal foul. 14th foul against, 13th foul against Mountain Home here in the first quarter. So Burke back at the free throw line where so far she's one of one, and she gets the first one here. And if she gets this next one, she'll already have 20.
Yeah, she's just unstoppable right now.
The
goal looks as big as an ocean to her.
Second shot is up. She gets both. Inbound pass will go to Moore. They're not even going to try to get a shot off to end the period, and it's going to be a 16-point lead after one quarter.
Woo!
Our first 8 minutes are in the books. It is Russellville leading Mountain Home 24-8. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.